each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Seasons of Life. MashaAllah, today we do have a brilliant, exciting topic of discussion, and that is regarding the rank of a mother. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion, but before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of qiyamah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, our most just creator, our most compassionate creator. Peace and salutations be upon the best of creation, and that is none other than our noble master, Jinab Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with the deities of Madani Channel, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us yet another beautiful day, in order that we may spend in His obedience, in order that we may gain the pleasure and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one way to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to love, serve and respect our parents. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And specifically today, we are going to be talking about the rank of a mother, deeps of Madani Channel. And of course, this rank is very high, because Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, just to give you a little bit of a background, thousands of years ago, before the advent of Islam, women didn't have any status. They had no rank. They were objectified. They were treated worse than animals. They were given no respect, no inheritance, nothing whatsoever. They were treated in a very, very bad way. And even newborn baby girls would be buried alive in the time of Jahiliyyah, in the time of ignorance. This was all before the advent of Islam. But with the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave status and rank to woman. Allahu Akbar. And we see that when she becomes a sister, when she becomes a daughter, when she becomes a wife, when she becomes a mother, Islam, subhanallah, has given woman their due rights, their due status, their due respect. And today, women have this respect, women have the status because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Islamic sisters out there who are watching this, you may be a sister, you may be a daughter, you may be a wife, you may be a mother, you may be a grandmother. Know your status, that it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who gave you this honor, who gave you this rank, who gave you the status. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And as a person, you know, journeys through this life, goes through the different phases of life, you know, you start off as being a daughter, and then you end up being a wife, mashallah, and then after that you become a mother. You've been through the different phases of life, and with being a mother comes with having responsibilities, of course. Yes. Where the mother, she would make sure everything is done properly for her child. She would sacrifice for her child. She would be selfless. And yes, of course, at the beginning, you know, instinctively, the mother just adapts to her firstborn child. She just adapts into that. So subhanAllah, a mother is a precious gift. And the rank of a mother, it is explained in the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith as well. You know, the one who obeys their mother, they'll be successful in attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, a mother will sacrifice her rest to ensure her children, they get sufficient sleep and rest. She will spend the entire night putting her children to sleep by, you know, patting them constantly. She sheds tears and quivers when she sees her children get sick or fall ill. In the winter, she will be the one that will stay up all night. She will be the one that's seeing to her children who are ill. She will go to the best of doctors and purchase the best of medicine. The mother will sacrifice her ambitions and aspirations to improve the future of her children. Mother to her children is like a tree that provides shade. She will bear the heat of summer whilst fanning her children. She will sit in the sun and put her children in the shade so that they may be comfortable. She will do her utmost to prevent her children from facing any difficulty, from facing any hardship. A mother will take out loans to fulfill her children's needs. After the death of her husband, a mother does not allow her children to wander or go from door to door asking. No, mother never does this. A mother, she bears the pains and difficulties of pregnancy and birth. She raises children to become good people. She is happy to sacrifice her portion of her food for her children. And she finds joy in this, despite falling asleep on an empty stomach. Now she gives her children a warm bed and she is happy to fall asleep on the cold floor herself. Whether blanket, no blanket, she's not worried. As long as her children is comfortable, she is okay. Mother does her best when it comes to her children. The mother, she becomes restless if, you know, she sees her children afflicted with difficulty and grief. She'll always worry. And a mother offers comfort, offers support when her children are facing difficulty. A mother will never ever leave her children, views of Madani Channel. Even if her children has this ability, still a mother will never leave her children. You know, a mother is affectionate and loving even towards disobedient children. A home without a mother, and I'm sure you must have realized this as well, a home without a mother, it seems empty and deserted. And the one who serves their mother will live in peace and serenity. For a family to respect and serve their mother will lead them to Jannah, will lead them to paradise. So it is necessary for children to keep their mother happy. It is not possible for one to duly fulfill all the rights afforded to a mother. The views of Madani Channel, all that has been mentioned, all of this, it shows how a mother loves her children. It shows how a mother is selfless. It shows how a mother sacrifices her own desires for the comfort of her children. And we can never, never ever duly pay back our parents, pay back our mother. Now a companion said to the Prophet ﷺ that there was a path of hot stones such that if meat was to be placed on them, it would become cooked. That's how hot it was, the ground. He says, I carried my mother on my back and traveled on these stones for 6 miles. That is around, say, approximately 9,000 somewhat k's. So he says, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, that perhaps it has sufficed for a single moment of pain your mother felt when she gave birth to you. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine if someone wants to travel 6 miles over hot stones while carrying his mother on his back, barefoot? This would not be enough to fulfill all her rights. Rather, it does not suffice for the pains she felt whilst giving birth, the contractions that she felt whilst giving birth to you. A mother is that, you know, blessed personality, blessed individual who cries profusely when making dua for her children. And the duas of a mother can take her children to Jannah. The du'as of a mother can make her children pious and practicing Muslims. The du'as of a mother, it can protect her children from evil. Yes. Her du'as, it can even take her children to the rank of wilayah, to the rank of sainthood, to becoming a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to becoming a wali. Her du'as can bring, you know, good fortune to her children. Her du'as in favor of her children, that is accepted. And we need to always make sure that we earn the du'as of our parents. How do we do that? We do that by being obedient to them. We do that by respecting them, by loving them, by serving them. That is how we earn their du'as, by making them happy. When you make your mother happy, she will give you du'as in turn. And also, you should, you know, go there and tell me, make du'a for me, make du'a for me. And also do those things that would make her happy as well. The du'as of a mother, subhanAllah, it leads to endless success, divis of mother inshallah. Her prayers, her du'as, they are a means of attaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And her du'as are a means of forgiveness. So we need to take advantage of this. You know, we go running around here and there, you know, looking to fix our problems, but the solution is there in our own homes. Whilst you have that treasure, make use of it, because that treasure is irreplaceable. It cannot be replaced. Once your mother is gone, she is gone. She is not going to come back. And if a person, if a child does not value their mother now, then when the mother closes her eyes and passes away, he's going to regret a lot. The child, the children, they would regret a lot if they did not value their mother whilst she was alive. So whilst your mother is alive, take advantage of that duties of mother nature. Go there, serve her, massage her feet, kiss her hands, and by that you will be making her happy and you will be earning her du'as as well. This is how we can attain success in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. You want to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The du'as of your mother can make you reach that level. The du'as of your mother, you know, are a means of being free from difficulties and worries. Like, let me give you a beautiful story, wherein it's mentioned, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad rahimahullah, he mentions that he heard his father say that an old woman went to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad rahimahullah and say that the Romans have imprisoned my young son. I have a small house, no wealth other than this, so I can't sell this house either. Can you tell someone to pay the ransom and free my son? I no longer feel peace during the day, nor can I sleep at night. So Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad, he comforted her and he said that, don't worry, you go, I will try to solve your issue. The narrator said that when the old woman left, he lowered his head, sat down, began to whisper some words. After some time, the old woman returned along with her son. And she said, Alhamdulillah, my son has returned safely. And he wishes to explain his journey. So the son, he comes closer and he says that, I was with a group of prisoners in the Roman king's prison. And the king, he owned many, many gardens. He would send us to work in these gardens. And we returned to the prison camp in the evening. After returning from work one day, the shackles on my feet, suddenly they broke off. Now the narrator explains that the day the shackles broke off was the same day the old lady went to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad rahimahullah and asked him to make dua for her son. He says, the guards asked me, the son of that old lady, did you break the shackles? He says, no, they broke and fell themselves. The guards, now they became confused and they told the commander what happened. The commander, he also became confused. And he ordered an iron smith to place new shackles around my feet. So he says that I only walked a couple of steps when this new pair of shackles, they also broke and they fell off my feet. Now everyone became, you know, astonished. Everyone became amazed. The religious leaders and explained the entire situation to them. After listening to all the explanation, the monks asked this young boy, the son of that old lady, that is your mother alive? And he said, yes, my mother is alive. Then the monks turned to the onlookers and said that Allah Ta'ala has accepted the du'as of his mother. The guards, they responded that if Allah Ta'ala has freed you, how can we imprison you with these shackles? And upon saying this, subhanAllah, the Romans, they freed him and reunited him with the Muslims. So, through the du'a of his mother and the blessings of Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad, rahimahullah, that young man was freed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So now we have heard, Yusuf of Madinah, inshallah, how effective the du'as of a mother are. When a mother makes du'a for the well-being of her children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that du'a. And through the blessings of the du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects her children from trials, from tribulations. I mean, how fortunate are those whose parents are still alive and they are pleased with their children. How fortunate are the children that support their parents, serve their parents, receive their du'as and earn the pleasure and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate are they, the Yusuf of Madinah, who really, you know, value their parents. Instead of when the child gets big and they can no longer now, for some odd reason, they say that, no, I cannot take care of my parents. I can't take care of my mother. I can't take care of my father. Expenses are too high. The bills are too much. I can't have this extra burden on me. Easiest way out, old age home, and I will have them there. The meals are sorted, the rooms, bedding, everything sorted out, and I will put them there. Allahu Akbar, this is such a sad, sad reality, the use of Madani channel, wherein children of today have the audacity, have the guts to place their parents who loved them from the time they were born, who went through all of those sacrifices, through all of those difficulties, and now they find it so convenient to place their parents in old age homes all alone. The reality and situation that we have reached today, we need to avoid the duties of Madinah, because through your parents, you can enter either Jannah or either Jahannam. And when you make your parents happy, when you make your mother happy, your father happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also becomes happy with you. You know, so if we desire, if we really want to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and receive the du'as of our parents, then we have to value our parents. Remember, we need to remember the sacrifices and favors upon us and refrain from speaking against them. We have to look after them and care for them in every way. Maintain good relationship with them, fulfill their permissible needs, and obey their commands as long as they do not oppose the Sharia. Show them love, show them mahabba, show them affection, especially when they reach old age. Because old age is when their limbs begins to ache. When parents reach old age, thieves of mother and children out there, this is a test. When your parents reach old age, this is your time. This is your time to serve them. This is your test. Sometimes parents reach old age and suffer from incontinence, which causes their children to become tired of them. Remember that it is necessary to support your parents even in these conditions. Even though they may be acting like a child, whatever the case may be, you still have to support your parents. In our childhood, our mother would clean us without any hesitation. Therefore, no matter how many illnesses our parents have, and no matter how much they argue, even if it is for no reason, sometimes it is like that, they argue for no reason, be patient and respect your parents. This is a test for you, dear children out there. It's not from, you can be even 15 years old, you can be 10 years old, you can be even 40 or 55 years old, and if your parents are still alive, you still have to respect and serve them. No matter your age. No, it's not even permissible for you to even say oof in front of them. I mean, let alone disrespect and abuse them. Upsetting and disrespecting your parents is a cause of loss in this world as well as in the hereafter. You know, the one who hurts the feelings of his parents, that person is disgraced in this world and becomes worthy of punishment in the hereafter as well. Like Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hajar al-Makki al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of the ascension, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he saw some people hanging from branches of fire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, O Jibreel, who are these people? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallam, he replied and he said that these are the people who would speak ill of their mothers, ill of their fathers in this world. Allahu Akbar. What is their punishment? They are hanging in branches of fire. Allahu Akbar. Due to what? Because of speaking ill about your mother and about your father. And it's also reported that those people who disobeyed their parents are buried, the grave squeezes them to the extent that their ribs become intertwined with each other, with one another. Can you even fathom that? Can you even imagine that? You know, the rank and status of parents can be gorged from the fact that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to worship Him. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commands us to be caring and kind to our parents. And the Quran documents this, in which it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعَبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Rabb has commanded not to worship anyone except Him, and treat parents with goodness. And further on, it's mentioned that if one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even uff or ugh to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Rabb, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Subhanallah, what a beautiful way, the Holy Quran is informing you and I to have on how to be with our parents, how to respect them, how to love them, and how to serve them. And under this ayah, the commentary that is mentioned, subhanallah, so beautifully by Allama Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, wherein he says that when parents become weak and have no strength in their limbs, they turn to their children, right? Similar to how their children turn to them when they were powerless. Do not say anything that will make them think they are a burden upon you. Do not complain about them. Do not raise your voice when speaking to them. Do not shout at them. We need to speak to them with utmost respect, like a slave speaks to their master. We need to be soft, be humble before them, and always show love and affection for, because they raised you. They raised you with love. They raised you with compassion at a time when you were powerless, when you needed that strength, they were there. When you couldn't walk, they were there. When you couldn't do anything, they were there. You couldn't even feed yourself, they were there. You couldn't drink yourself, they were there. You couldn't even walk straight, they were there. At a time when you were powerless. And life is like that circle. You know, you start like that and eventually there's a decline. You go up and then eventually you're going to come down. And parents, they end up reaching that state at such a critical point in their life where they need you the most at this point. This is where they need their children, where they need not only to receive money from their children, no. They need you face to face. They need to see you. They need to have that, you know, connection with you. They need to feel you, to embrace you, to hug you. That is what they need at this point and time when they reach old age, when their limbs begin to weaken. This is what they need, viewers of Madinah Channel. So in summary, no matter how good one is towards their parents and how much one serves them, the rights of parents, you know, realistically speaking, it can never ever be fulfilled. And this is why a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and bounty upon them, saying, Allahumma rabbi rhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. This is the beautiful dua that the Quran teaches us, that we need to make for our parents. And here also, Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he says that the ways in which you can treat your parents are love them. Love them from the depths of your heart. Be respectful and humble when you are with them. Address them with words of respect. Now strive to please them at all costs. Don't hold back your wealth from them. They need something, you go get it. When you were a child and you wanted something, how much you nagged for it. You know, you threw a tantrum wherever you may have been, in the park or wherever, but you threw a tantrum and your parents, they got that for you just so that you could be happy. Now it's your turn to do the same. Spend on your parents, you will see barakah in your wealth. You will see an increase in your wealth. You will see love, mahabba, and unity in your family. And he says also that act upon their will after they pass away. Convey reward to them by reciting the Holy Quran and giving charity on their behalf as well. Pray for their forgiveness. If your parents have passed away, visit their graves on a weekly basis, especially on the day of Jum'ah, in the morning. Go and visit the graveyard, the graves of your parents. Make dua over there of forgiveness for them. And he also says, another way of being good towards parents is that if they sin or are involved with misguided sex, then with gentleness, try to rectify them. Call them towards the path of piety and encourage them to adopt the correct belief. So in short, if one wants to serve their parents for their entire life, it will not make up for their favors upon the children. It will not make up for their favors upon him. So this is as the Quran has encouraged us to respect our parents. Also we find in the hadith mention of their status and command to obey them. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when children look at their parents with mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the reward of an accepted hajj. Companions alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he looks at them 100 times during the day? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and the purest. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. He can reward his people like so. Imagine how many millions and millions of Muslims go for Hajj every year. No one can guarantee that their Hajj has been accepted. No one can give that guarantee. They don't know whether their Hajj has been accepted. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you and I a guarantee that when you look at your parents with mercy, with eyes of love, eyes of mercy, and for you is the reward of an accepted Hajj, even if it be 100 times in the day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we need to take advantage of this deeds of Nadine Shalom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also mentioned that whoever spent the morning in obedience to his parents, two gates of paradise are opened for him. If one of his parents are alive, then one gate of paradise is open. Whoever spent the morning in disobedience to his parents, two gates of hell are open for him. If one of his parents are alive, one gate of hell is open for him. Allahu Akbar. You know, a man asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have over their children? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, Huma jannatuka wa naruka. They are your paradise and they are your hell. Next, when we see a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is most deserving of my service? What was the response? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, your mother. The man asked, then who? The response was, your mother. Then who? And again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, your mother. The man asked again, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, your father. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, dear of Madinah, from here we see this evident from these narrations that the rank of a mother and father is extremely high. You know, if one is successful in keeping them happy, it is a means of success in this world and in the hereafter. But upsetting them, that is an act that leads to hell. And we learn from the last hadith that the rights of the mother are greater than that of the father. So those whose parents are still alive should ponder if they are fulfilling the rights of their parents. Are our parents pleased with us? Do we speak to them with them gently? Do we obey their permissible commands? Do we fight and argue with them? Do we abuse them? Do we consider them a burden? Do we become arrogant when helping them? Do we, you know, stare at them when they tell us off with those big red eyes? Are we the coolness of our mother's eyes? Do we respect her? Do we ask our mother to make dua for us? Remember that these things, we need to assess ourselves. We need to ponder on into which category you fall into. Are you one of those who obey your parents, or are you one of those who disobey your parents? By obeying your parents, there is Jannah. And disobeying your parents, there is Jahannam. We need to choose. And we need to take advantage of this opportunity, Yusuf Madinah Shunan, because your parents are the greatest blessing that you could ever have. They are irreplaceable. There can be no one in place of your father. There can be no one in place of your mother. And their du'as are very, very important to have in your life. Remember that the du'as of a mother, they are accepted very, very quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the du'as of a mother in favor of her children is accepted quickly. And it was asked as to why this was the case. To which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a mother is kinder in comparison to a father. And a du'a of mercy is never rejected. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are all the rewards, all the blessings of making sure that you earn the du'as of your mother. And as of now, Yusuf Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam, a melodious kalam. So let us go and listen to this kalam in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi, پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف آ کر کروں روتے مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میرے مدینے عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے فرمائیے حق سے دعائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے تھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی،
آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، مدینے بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی،
آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی،
آقا بلانا مدینے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، very beautiful کلام، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آمین یا رب العالمین. الحمدللہ، coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the rank of a mother, and thus far we have mentioned various different aspects pertaining to this topic, and to go forward, now on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh Allah, show me my companion in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that go to so-and-so city and so-and-so butcher, they will be your companion in Jannah. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to the butcher and the butcher invited him for a meal in his home, despite not recognizing him. When they sat to eat, he placed a large basket next to him and he would place two morsels of food inside it and eat one himself. Then there was a knock on the door and the butcher went to see who it was. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam looked to see what was inside and he saw a very old man and woman. When they saw Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, they began to smile. They testified to his nubuwwah, to his prophethood, and passed away instantly. The butcher returned and saw that his parents had passed away. He kissed the hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and said that you are the prophet of Allah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked, how did you know? How do you know? That man, he said that my parents would make this dua every day that, oh Allah, grant us death at the feet of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Now that they suddenly passed away, I understood that you are Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he says that when my mother would finish eating, she would become happy and she would make this dua for me that, oh Allah, make my son the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said, congratulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you my companion in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at that, divas of Mother Nation, of the effects of a mother's dua. The reason why Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called At-Tiq, you know, his mother would have children. The mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she would have children, but none of them lived for long. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, his mother took him to the Kaaba and made dua that, oh Allah, if the son of mine is free from death, grant him to me. And after this, he was referred to as Atiq. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we see also, there was a man, a young man, and during a cold night, intensely cold night, his mother asked for a glass of water. So he filled the glass with water and went to her, only to see that she had fallen off to sleep. So he didn't find it suitable to wake her up. What did he do? He stood near her with the glass of water in his hand the entire night. Right? A long time passed and some of the water, it froze on his fingers. Anyhow, when his mother woke up, he gave her the glass of water, and as soon as he let go of the glass, the skin of his finger, it peeled off due to the frozen water, and blood began to flow. His mother asked, what happened? So he mentioned to her what happened, and his mother lifted her hands and made dua that, oh Allah, I am pleased with him, so you also become pleased with him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And who was he? Who was this young man? Who was this individual? This individual was Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah, who became a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He served his mother. He respected his mother. He loved his mother. And his mother made the dua that, oh Allah, I am pleased with my son Bayazid. You also be pleased with him. And subhanallah, he became a high-ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the effects, views of Madinah channel, of a mother's dua. And know Alama Maulana Sardar Ahmad Qadri Chishti rahimahullah, his childhood was different to that of normal children. He had an interest in religious matters from an early age. You know, when he was able to walk, he would go to the masjid with his father. He was fond of reciting dhikr and naat in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that he would recite it whenever he was walking. And one of the reasons he attained greatness was because of his mother's du'as. His mother would often say that, inshallah, my son will become a great personality. And she also would say that your name is Sardar, meaning it means leader. Say, may Allah ta'ala make you a leader in religion and in this world. Thus, it came to pass that the world became a witness that his mother's du'as were answered for her great son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a leader. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have heard how the du'as of a mother are answered, and we've heard how The du'as of a mother not only lead a man to paradise, to Jannah, but lead him to becoming a companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. The du'as of a mother made Mawlana Sardar Ahmad rahimahullah, the great hadith scholar of Pakistan. And we also learned that our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they pleased their parents and received their dua. So we too, we must follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors and serve our parents. Now we must become the coolness of their eyes and please them. Then they will make dua for us as well. They would make dua for us. Ya Allah, grant my child success in this world and in the hereafter. Make my son a hafiz. Make my son an ali. Make my son a mufti. Make my son a scholar of hadith. You know, and with the du'as of a parent, a child can reach great heights, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. Unfortunately, due to a lack of knowledge, there are some unfortunate people who follow their own desires at the expense of their parents' happiness. Whenever they make their own decisions, they force their parents to agree with them through permissible and impermissible means. For example, when children grow up, and for some reason there is a delay in their marriage, sometimes these children will complain about their parents to others by saying, I'm ready to get married, and this is the age where, you know, people blossom, but now my marriage is not happening. Should I get married when I'm old? My parents do not care about me. Who should I turn to? Some will say that I'll marry so-and-so. My parents do not know any better. I know more. My decision will be final. My parents don't know what I know. Others may say that my friends have expensive phones and I do not have any at all. Do I not have a right to live according to modern-day standards? Some might even complain that the students at my school or college go to different places for entertainment. They travel around freely without any restrictions. But my parents, they don't care about me. I have passions and desires too. Will I stay locked in the four walls of my room? And like the Zeeves of Mother Nation, we see that children usually, they make these type of, you know, statements. What has happened to us? I mean, which direction are we heading in? The misuse of social media has changed our way of thinking. We no longer respect our parents. We no longer hold them in high regard. You know, our parents know what is better for you and I. They have a vision far more than what we can see. What we can see or feel, their level of that is much more than ours. So next time when our parents tell us something, always keep this in mind that they know what is best for you and I. They know that, the views of Mother Nature. So it's important that we make our parents happy in order that we may have success in this world as well as in the hereafter. And subhanAllah, you know, what does a child do if parents argue with each other? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah says that if parents fight or argue with each other, the children must not side with any of them. You should never be harsh with your father out of love for your mother. It is haram and disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hurt your father's feelings, to answer him back and speak to him in a disrespectful manner. It is impermissible for the children to side with one parent. I mean, they are both your paradise and your hell. Whoever gives any of them difficulty will be deserving of hell. وَلَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ It is impermissible to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying someone else. For example, if a mother wishes for her son to cause harm to his father and she will become upset if the son does not obey her, in this case, it is acceptable for the mother to become upset. You must never treat your father with disrespect and obey commands like this. Likewise, do not obey the father when it comes to harming the mother. The scholars have stated that a mother is more deserving of service and a father more deserving of respect because he is a ruler over his mother as well. Allahu Akbar. So, if it's a mother, inshallah, for now, we do have a very beautiful piece of advice, a very beautiful nasiha with regards to our mothers. Let us go and listen to this nasiha, and thereafter we will be back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, A mother is a precious gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rank of the mother has been explained in the Holy Quran and the beautiful prophetic narrations. The mother is the comfort of the home. She is the cool breeze that brings comfort to all the people of the family. The mother is one who is selfless. She doesn't prioritize herself, but rather she prioritizes the welfare of her children. She prioritizes the welfare of her husband. The mother prioritizes the whole home above herself. We see in society, the mothers are those blessed personalities who, when it comes to giving for the way of Allah, they are all generous. They give wholeheartedly. They give the children the best tarbiyat. The mothers are the first school for the child. The mother is the safe haven for the child, the comfort home for the child. And this is why it is a huge responsibility upon the children to respect their mothers. And a similar responsibility upon our mothers. It is important that our mothers adopt those qualities that will beautify their character, that will make them a beautiful role model for their children, especially for their young daughters. That the mother is one who is bahaya, who covers herself, who protects her chastity, who speaks good words, and who performs the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She recites the Quran abundantly. She is one who has love and attachment to the Holy Quran. She tells her children the stories of the Quran. She loves the Quran herself, and she also wants her children to love the Quran. This is the mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable our sisters to become the true role models for the Muslim home, so that our mothers can follow in the teachings of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all of the blessed women of the prophetic household. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our sisters the ability to be bahaya and to follow in the life of the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that it is our character and behavior within the home that will impact our children. If the mother is misusing her time, if she is watching dramas and movies, if she is listening to music, then she will not be able to have a positive impact upon her children. But if she is one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who protects her purity and chastity, she recites the Quran daily, she recites peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then she will be one that will cause a beautiful revolution within the home. Remember that the home and the mother's upbringing is the first school for the child. Our mothers need to understand the responsibility that they have and that they live their life in accordance to the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of our homes and grant us the ability to remember these few Madani pearls. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a beautiful piece of advice, viewers of Madani Channel, showing us to respect, love and obey our mothers, our fathers, our parents. And just before going to listen to this, we have learned that if parents, you know, command you to do something impermissible, then you must not obey them. If you obey them in performing impermissible actions, then you'll be sinful. For example, if your parents tell you to lie or to shave your beard, do not obey them. Regardless of, you know, how upset they become, you will not be classified, you will not be classed as disobedient. If you obey their commands, then you will be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, if one's parents are divorced, and the mother tells you, don't visit your father, then such a command must not be obeyed. You must visit your father and serve him. The parents may be separated, but the relationship with their children still stands. Their children must continue to fulfill the rights of both. And remember, before we conclude, Yusuf Madani Channel, that the du'as of a mother are very, very effective. Likewise, the mother should make sure that she shouldn't utter words of curse for her children, that may you be ruined, may you be destroyed, may you be this, may you be that. This should not be uttered at all. If your child makes you upset and you are angry, you're frustrated, don't curse them. Rather say, may Allah Ta'ala guide you. Make dua for their guidance, inshallah. And you would see how they become better Muslimin, how they become better people. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.